Okay, we are back on the air. Thank you for turning us back on the air, Dave. And we are back here with our viewers and listeners who are viewing. Well, anyway, here we are back on the air. Hey, we've got some questions from some of the people who have emailed me some things. This one says, hey, we have Windows XP, but we don't know what kind of computer to replace it with. We use the computer for email. My husband follows stocks. We have iTunes and a lot of stuff, but I need Microsoft Word. What kind of computer should I buy? Should I get an all-in-one because we don't have a lot of space? Or should we just get a laptop? If I get a laptop, what brand would I like? I really appreciate your input. Anyway, you know, there's a lot of, I'd say, ambiguous questions here, but it's really up to you. You're the one who needs to decide, should you get a desktop, a laptop, or an all-in-one? So my preference on the all-in-ones are some of the older models, the ones that are really thick. You can kind of tell if you feel the screen, if they're getting really hot. A lot of those will overheat, and overheating on a laptop or desktop or any kind of computer is not a good thing. So some of the all-in-ones don't have really good ventilation. I know I have one client who has a Vista all-in-one and has so many overheating problems with it. What he did is he cut the plastic out of the back of the all-in-one, like a huge square, almost the size of the frame, and it has a fan pointing on the motherboard because he's had to replace his motherboard twice just because of the ventilation. Frankly, I would just buy a new computer because there are ventilation issues with all-in-one computers. We tend to see more of a failure with those than with the other ones. My personal opinion is just get a huge monitor and put the computer on the floor. People, you know, are trying to do this to save desk space, but you could save desk space by just moving the computer desktop on the floor rather than the desk and then getting a huge monitor for the computer. And that kind of keeps things separate. You know, you got the good ventilation for the computer and then the convenience of just having one thing on your desktop, having the monitor on your desktop. So I really don't like all-in-one computers. I also don't like laptops if you're going to be sitting in front of it for a long time. You know, laptops are ergonomically not in the right place. Your neck is going to hurt if you put your neck down, or your wrists are going to hurt if you put the laptop on a Kleenex box or something that'll raise it so your neck doesn't hurt. So if you're going to spend a lot of time on the computer, a laptop usually is not the way to go. But if you're just using casual use, you can go check your email and turn it back off, then a laptop would be fine. You know, but a lot of people, even if you're not doing work, but you're playing games, playing solitaire, watching a movie or whatever on a laptop, it might not be the best thing. So keep that in mind as you decide which one you want to get. This person also asked about, you know, the brand name. Well, I don't think the brand name really matters on computers, but stay away from the ones that have no brand name. There are some laptops that can be custom built. You can actually make a laptop from scratch by buying parts from some manufacturer. I really would not do that because then you're putting your trust in the person who's actually putting this laptop together. There's usually no tech support and backup for, problems if you're having support issues. I would just not get one that's personally made by somebody. Most everything in the store is a good name. I mean, the ones that aren't good names have not survived. So don't worry about the brand name as much as do you want a desktop or a laptop? And do you want Windows 7 or Windows 8? That might be the big question. If you're up to a challenge and you go ahead and get Windows 8, if you want something that looks like Windows XP, then you get Windows 7. Windows 7 will be supporting all the way through 2010. That's 6 more years minimum. But I think the same way that XP has been drawn out for 5 years past its date, that's probably what's going to happen with Windows 7 as well, because it's been such a successful operating system. As a side note, Windows 8 has not been the most successful in terms of consumers. There's nothing really wrong with Windows 8 at all. It's just that it's very kind of complicated, and it's so different than Windows 7. So, you know, for this person, I would say go to the store with whatever price you have in mind. So I would say $450 to $600 is good for just a home computer. It doesn't have to be high-end or anything. And $450 is a very good computer. You know, you could get a computer for as low as maybe $350, but I don't think that that would be where you want to go. That's going to be too slow for your computer and your home use. So keep those in mind as you go. They're always going to ask you if you need a new copy of Microsoft Office. Microsoft Office costs about $140, and that includes, you know, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Well, if you get a new computer and you have Office 2007 or newer, you paid for that one time and it's your copy of Microsoft Office and you can use it in your brand new computer. So you don't have to buy one just for that. Okay, let's take another email here. We've got somebody that says, my son is starting a new business. What kind of computer should he get? Well, you know what? It's the same answer as the last person. you stay in that price range, $450 to $600. You have to decide if you want a desktop or a laptop. So let's say that you're starting a landscaping business. You might want to get a laptop because that way you can take it with you, you know, do your quotes in the car or take it to a client and show them stuff. So that's an option, getting a laptop. But you got to think of what kind of business it is. You know, if you're an accountant, I would not get a laptop unless you're doing things in different places and you need to be mobile. But think about that, desktop or laptop. You know, on next week's show, we're going to have a recap of the show I've done previously called How to Buy a New Computer. There's only about 12 choices you need to have when you buy a new computer, but we are having so many people ask us these questions via email and telephone, and we are having floods of people replacing their XP computers with something newer. So we're going to go through that on next week's show, so stay tuned for that. In Colorado, there's only one place I personally would ever buy a computer, and that's Micro Center over in South Denver. They have the best selection in the state of Windows 7 and Windows 8 desktops and laptops. You know, there's really no Windows 7 laptops or desktops in any store in Colorado other than Micro Center. So that's where I would head over and talk to the people there, good people. But going there. Okay, we've got another email from somebody. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to buy a new computer, but of course I want to fix my old one. So people do that. And even though you have XP, you know, it's really hard to give up your old XP computer. And that's the way it was with me as well. So you want to fix it up, that'd be fine. But if your computer's more than 5 years old, it could be the hard drive on there. And if you have Windows XP, some people, it's funny, they've called us and said, hey, my Windows XP computer's only 3 years old. Very low chance of that being the truth. Okay, time passes a lot more quickly as you get older, and you're not sure how many years have gone by, but an XP computer has not been sold for at least 6 or 7 years. They did have a really weird stint 3 years ago where they sold Windows XP on netbooks. Netbooks are these really inexpensive laptops. They were about $200, and they looked really shiny, but they are very, very, very slow. I mean, slower than a Pentium 3 computer, which is about 13 years old. And that's how fast a netbook was. So instead of putting Windows 7 on there, they put Windows XP for some strange reason. And so that way you'd have a computer 3 years old and have XP. But for most every other computer on the planet, nobody's put XP on a computer for many, many years. So chances are this person has an older computer, an older XP computer, and he asked, you know, what can you do to make it go faster because it's really slow? Well, the first thing I said is it's probably the hard drive, and the hard drive wears out in an average of 5 to 7 years. And to replace that, you're looking at the piece of hardware, so that's $80, but then you have to copy all the stuff from your old computer to your new computer. We have different ways of doing that. It ranges anywhere from, you know, $100 to about 3 or 4 hours, because you have to back up your computer, erase all your, or back up your computer, put in a new hard drive, load Windows, load the drivers, load all the updates. You're up to about 4 hours right there. Then you have to put all the data back, make your printer work, make your scanner work, get your email to work, make sure your Solitaire works, antivirus program, load Microsoft Office. You're looking at usually a 6 to 8 hour process for putting on a new hard drive. We don't charge hourly for every single thing we do, but it's an average of about 3 hours. So that's $240 in labor plus the hard drive is $80, so that's $320 to fix your five-year-old computer. Okay, that doesn't really make any sense if it's the hard drive. You know, you could just do a tune-up on it. Maybe you have spyware or a virus, and it's running slowly because of that. The easiest thing in the world, like I've told you, is to get Malwarebytes. That's a free program at www.malwarebytes.com. And put the free one on there. I really would recommend the paid professional version, which is only $25 for a lifetime version. And that's going away in about a week. You can't buy the lifetime version. You're going to have to buy an annual version. So I really would buy the lifetime right now, unless you're going to live less than 1 year. Run the Malwarebytes, see if you have any spyware on there. That's not the final thing. You know, when we do a spyware check, we usually scan with between 5 and 8 different spyware programs just to get all the stuff off of there. No antivirus program is 100% effective, and that's what you want to scan with a bunch of programs. You know, it could be a corrupted Windows operating system. There are many Windows glitches. There's ones that just don't do updates. If you ever do updates continually and you just can't do them, that means you have an operating system problem and you will never be able to do updates the rest of your life. And that's something that has to be fixed. That could be running, making it run slowly as well. But anyway, that's the answer for that person. Why is my old computer running slowly? And can I keep it, you know, even though it's XP? Well, you can certainly keep it, but you're going to have more susceptibility to viruses, as I have said thousands of times. So you can go ahead and keep it if you want. You know, maybe it's not on the internet. Well, that's a great option, not to have it on the internet. But I definitely would replace that computer. You know, one thing that Microsoft has actually done with some of its updates for XP, very smart thing of Microsoft to do, is one of the updates tells you you need to get a new computer. And it actually is a pop-up that says, hey, the end of life for Windows XP is April 8th. That's like 2 weeks away. And you need to get a new computer, and you're not going to have any updates on this computer is what it says. Hey, this is one last email from somebody saying, hey, should I just get a Mac? Now, this person is over 80 years old. I've only had one person ever complain about a Mac, and she was over 90 years old. So something happens between 80 and 90 that makes you you know, more resistant to change. But if you're 80 years old, I would treat myself and get a Mac, because it's about $1,100 for a computer. So it's a lot more expensive than a normal desktop computer. But you're going to have no problems. Let me rephrase that. You're going to have very little problems with viruses and spyware. You're going to have very little problems with operating system issues. If you ever have to upgrade your operating system, it's like $30 rather than $150. Mac is very user-friendly and customer-oriented, so a Mac is a great way to treat yourself. And if you do that, you'll probably never need a computer guy again once they set it up for you, because it is really so easy to learn. The learning curve is about the same. So if you went from Windows XP to Apple or Windows XP to Windows 7, you're going to have to learn something new. Not really that big of a deal, so sure, you can get an Apple if you'd like. This person asked me if I could still use AOL on an Apple. And yes, you could still use AOL on an Apple. I'm not sure if they have the program that you're used to, a little icon that types your password in for you and says, you've got mail, things like that. But you can always go to the website and get the information off of there. Hey, that's all the time we have for today. If you have any more questions, you could always send me an email at scott@hinky.com. You could check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/onsitehero. You could visit us at onsitedenver.com, or you could just come by our shop at Hamden and I-25 in Denver, Colorado, if you live in the state of Colorado. Or if you're doing a cross-country venture with your dog, please bring your dog by and take a look at our new shop, new and enlarged shop over at Hamden and I-25. So that's all. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.